Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
White House says President Obama and CIA chief agree on enhanced interrogation and possible Mugabe successor takes office. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. President Barack Obama and Central Intelligence Chief John Brennan are aligned in their views on so-called enhanced interrogation techniques, despite Brennan's refusal to call the methods torture. Speaking to reporters Friday, Earnest highlighted the CIA chief's statement Thursday that he fully supports the president's decision to ban such tactics when he took office in 2009.
The director was very clear yesterday in saying that he, quote, fully supports the president's decision to prohibit the use of enhanced interrogation techniques.
Earnest was asked about an apparent difference of opinion between Mr. Obama and Brennan just one day after the CIA director addressed a scathing Senate report on the agency's interrogation methods. Brennan acknowledged a limited number of CIA officials went outside the bounds of approved rules and abused prisoners, but said he would leave to others how they might want to label those activities. Zimbabwe has two new vice presidents, including the man many see as the likely successor to 90-year-old President Robert Mugabe. Emmerson Mnangagwa was sworn in as the country's first vice president during a ceremony Friday at Zimbabwe's State House. The 68-year-old was Mr. Mugabe's aide during Zimbabwe's War of Liberation and has held several key positions, including State Security Minister and Speaker of Parliament. This is VOA News. Russia is voicing outrage at new U.S. legislation on Ukraine, saying a bill authorizing military aid to Kiev and deeper sanctions against Moscow will cause deep regret and destroy chances for any joint efforts to end the Ukraine crisis. The Russian Foreign Ministry, in a statement Friday, said the legislation, known as the Ukraine Freedom Support Act, had an openly confrontational nature and amounted to blackmail. The bill, passed unanimously by the U.S. Senate, authorizes $350 million in military hardware and munitions to Ukraine and new sanctions against high-profile Russian exporters. The bill now heads to the House of Representatives. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to Rome Sunday for talks on with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on issues including the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has our story.
Israeli soldiers fired tear gas at rock-throwing Palestinians in the West Bank on Thursday. The Palestinians were angered by the death of Ziad Abu Ayan. The Palestinian cabinet minister died following a confrontation with Israeli troops. Controversy over the minister's death is among the issues that have heightened tensions between Israel and the Palestinians ahead of Secretary Kerry's meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Kerry held separate meetings with Mr. Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Jordan last month in a bid to reduce tension and breathe life into the stalled peace talks. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
Acting Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman will lead a U.S. negotiating team that is set to meet with Iranian officials next week ahead of more high-level talks on Iran's nuclear program. The State Department says U.S.-Iranian talks will take place on Monday and Tuesday in Geneva, where Iran and a group of world powers will hold negotiations on Wednesday. These talks are the first since Iran and the world powers failed to reach an agreement last month to ensure the country's atomic program is peaceful in exchange for easing sanctions that have hurt Iran's economy. The two sides agreed to extend the talks through June 30th of next year. UN talks on a deal to curb climate change seem set to continue beyond Friday, which was supposed to be the final day. Negotiations have stalled because rich and poor countries have not been able to resolve their disagreement over who should be responsible for cutting down carbon pollution, and how to divide emission cuts have long been a point of contention. In Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with one of the major figures in modern Latin jazz, Conrad Herwig, as he turns the music of Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter into Latin jazz. One of my favorite things about attending the great jazz festivals is being able to catch the artists just before or after they've performed and get them right there on the spot while they're engaged in the work that makes them famous and makes them happiest and really alive. It's a very important and exciting moment for each one of them, and certainly for me, and hopefully for you as you listen in on the conversations. We'll go backstage to the Newport Jazz Festival this past summer and talk to Conrad Herwig, our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, and hear more of how he takes the music of Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter and turns it into Latin jazz. He's done the same with the likes of Joe Henderson, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, and others. Another thing I enjoy is doing Jazz America for you, and it gives me a chance to salute some of the greats of jazz history on the moment of their birthday. And that's what we'll do now. On the 11th of December, NEA jazz master, the great pianist and composer and band leader McCoy Tyner turns 76 years old. Now, we're hearing Conrad Herwig on this edition of Jazz America dealing with the big band setting as he turns other people's music into big band Latin jazz. Well, here's McCoy Tyner with his big band and a song from his album The Turning Point titled Passion Dance. We'll follow that with some classic Nina Simone to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
From her 1967 release, Nina Simone sings the blues. That's her version of the classic song, House of the Rising Sun. Another case of a great jazz musician taking a popular song of the day and turning it into jazz. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, we have a popular jazz musician of the day turning popular music from the jazz genre into Latin jazz in a big band setting. We're enjoying a conversation with him backstage at the Newport Jazz Festival and hearing music from two of his releases, The Latin Side of Herbie Hancock and The Latin Side of Wayne Shorter. Now, more with Conrad Herwig on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. You know, I was just speaking with someone earlier who had just recorded a version of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven and rearranged it. And I made the comment to her, it's as difficult and as important a function to be a great arranger as it is to be a player or a composer. And you're all of those. How would you rate the three of those in difficulty?
Well, one thing, I mean, obviously playing the trombone, you know, they say the trombone is a jealous mistress. So trombone players live, you know, in a zone where we have to keep working on our instrument constantly. Composition, I mean, I guess there's two sides of it, because when you compose, the work that you do, you know, obviously, is, you know, and you can't hide behind it. Because it's not like playing the music of Thelonious Monk or Charles Mingus, where it's acknowledged as a great, you know, body of work. That when we compose, we're putting ourselves out there, our real personality, the inner self. And then arranging is tricky because you're taking the sacred material, whether for myself, whether it's John Coltrane or Wayne Shorter or Miles Davis music, or we just finished an album that's coming out this month, The Latin Side of Joe Henderson.
Yes!
With Joe Lovano and myself. Oh, man. And a cast of characters. And, you know, I mean, with certain people, for example, I was able to record and tour with Joe Henderson. So it's very personal. I played all that music with Joe. And so to take that and reimagine it in an Afro-Cuban style is a lot of fun. And but there's a trepidation to handle that material. I've often said, you know, with John Coltrane's music, it's the same thing. How are you going to take that sacred body of work? And, you know, you don't want to mess with Coltrane. But by the same token, if you're dealing with respect and care and love, then you can reimagine those great pieces and try to put your own personality. And that's the challenge. But, you know, I can't say it's not a little, there's a little bit of trepidation that goes into that.
Well, Conrad Herwig has no trepidation in taking on classic jazz songs and turning them into big band Latin charts, as he did on The Sorcerer, Herbie Hancock's classic song from the album The Latin Side of Herbie Hancock. Conrad Herwig and his big band on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. To play that classic piece of bebop for you because I wanted to play that classic piece of bebop for you. That was Lester Young with Jump, Lester Jump, recorded in 1944 with Count Basie on piano and Shadow Wilson on the drums. Hope you enjoyed that. More of the Latin side of the big band sound created by the award-winning Conrad Herwig coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazz. America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a fun message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Wahoo! That's exactly what it says there. I must say, you are the best, Russ, and I always keep learning from your program each and every Saturday morning. Thanks for that wonderful dedication. The album Wake Up by Eric Shugrin, Vin Scalia, and Brian Charette and Mike Rubio is really a special one. I need to get a copy ASAP. Have you got a Facebook fan page, Russ? Nana Ampoma from Ghana. Well, thank you, Nana. And yes, I do have two Facebook pages, as a matter of fact, one under my own name and one under the name of my online radio channel, Moja Radio, M-O-J-A Radio. And that is where I post all the information about my Voice of America program, Jazz America, that you're listening to right now. So go and become a fan and a friend of Moja Radio, M-O-J-A Radio, on Facebook, and I'll be happy to communicate with you there. A number of Jazz America listeners have done just that. Well, now, just for you, Nana, and everyone listening to Jazz America, I want to give you a couple of pieces of music that feature European artists who came to America to follow their musical dreams, to perform and work with American artists. First, some brand new music. And Nana, since you liked the music of the album Wake Up, which features organist Brian Charette, here is another great organist, this gentleman from Austria. He is Raphael Resnig. And he came to New Orleans to work with some of the finest musicians from the birthplace of jazz to create the album Soul Gumbo. And from that, here's his song Soulful Strut, followed by the work of the great Polish vocalist Basia Szczelewska, live in New York.
About the place I come from, it's over the moon or so. People's hearts are filled with passion, I'm a sitter. Cause I'm here chasing love in my land of great romantics. I'm the biggest dreamer of them all. All the way to stop their desire to change and to improve our world. One invented Esperanto, ready to move and to try something new. I'm gonna build the shop them too. With this samba, if you had a chance to go, though it's true that I often play with you. Simple words, your language, attracted, I designed it. Because the only words we need to communicate are the ones that can help me say I do love you. And that make me understand you love me too. Our love will take this slow by storm. If this love will walk so on you. I get a better picture, and if I say that on this planet today, we all have the same heart, I don't blame you, we all compound it, cause yes, it's true, that I only know that with you, simple words, your language, the fact is I decided, cause the only words we need to communicate are the ones that can help me say I do love you, and it'll make me understand you love me too, our love will take this worldwide storm, if it's not the war so hard.
Polish-born vocalist Basia Szczelewska, and a song that is so entertaining but at the same time so deep. I may know only just very few simple words of your language, but as long as we can communicate between one another that I love you and you love me, the world can be a perfect place. What a great message, and what a beautiful song, too, with a Latin flavor. A lot of Latin flavor in the music on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. In August of 2014, at the 60th Newport Jazz Festival, I had a chance to speak to a number of artists, among them the award-winning trombonist, composer, band leader, and arranger, Conrad Herwig, who had just come off stage after performing with the Mingus Big Band.
I think I was blessed because I lived... I'm a, sort of a child of the 60s and the 70s.
And, you and me, brother.
And all of those, all that music was still hugely popular. And then, you know, I aspired to play in big bands. And I was, you know, also blessed to play with Clark Terry and Buddy Rich and a lot of people like that. So it was a great, great experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting because, like with Dizzy Gillespie, he really was, you know, I mean, we know he was an innovator, and I mean, in jazz, but, you know, in Afro-Cuban jazz, those collaborations with Chano Pozo and Mario Bauza was, you know, they were legendary. Blood brothers, and it was legendary. And so all that music, you know, it's hard to say, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg, you know, that Afro-Caribbean and Afro-Cuban music and jazz have a perfect, you know, organic melting point. Mm-hmm. And so, and it interests me. Sometimes people say, well, would you rather play Latin music or would you rather play jazz? And I say, well, there's no difference. It's all music. The same. It's right, just music.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, as long as you can, like, play some solos and play some, you know, some riffs and play some mambos and play some monjas and improvise. And so it is a blessing.
Well, folks listening around the world on Voice of America and Mojo Radio, you just got a master class and a history lesson from one of the greats, a guy who blows through plumbing most effectively, great trombonist, composer, band leader, and arranger, Conrad Herwig. And Conrad, thank you for the time.
Thank you so much. And, you know, Voice of America is, my father was in the military, and it's very meaningful to me. I lived as a small child in Vietnam. I lived in military posts all over, you know, around the world in Hawaii. So you're doing a great service to humanity and to jazz and to, you know, the world. So I appreciate it greatly. And I hope everyone just keeps listening to live music and listening to jazz. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Conrad. From one of his great works, The Latin Side of Wayne Shorter, here's his big band Latin version of the classic Footprints on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
Talk about how Dizzy Gillespie and Chano Pozo getting together changed everything in jazz. Well, there was a taste of exactly how they did it. The song 10-10 Dio, a big band setting for Dizzy Gillespie from the album Burke's Works, The Verve Big Band Sessions. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for joining me. Hope you enjoyed the Latin side of the music of Conrad Herwig. And on the next edition of Jazz America, I've got four current jazz greats, Wynton Marsalis, Kenny Garrett, Terrence Blanchard, and Javon Jackson, who've all worked with the late great drummer and band leader Art Blakey. They'll tell their Art Blakey story and give us an idea of his influence on them and their music on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?